We are deploying to Sweden, to Idrefjäll, for 2 weeks of training camp before Christmas, where we're going to learn to Nordic ski for the first time, get used to the skis, learn the techniques for 2 weeks, and then we can go back out again in January to France, where it's sort of the training begins to ramp up. We'll do 4 weeks then, and we then go into the Army semi-finals, and from then aim to qualify for the Army Champs and hopefully go on to divisionals and further.
So really it's starting from scratch then. So never had to go at biathlon before. Have you actually skied before?
In the team of eight, I think we've got four guys who've skied before, but absolutely none of us have done Nordic skiing. It's very different. So whilst Alpine is all about having fun and going fast downhill, Nordic is about trying to go as fast uphill as possible. So it's all about endurance. The training's going to be pretty tough. We're doing 4 to 6 hours a day with mobility sessions, rifle ranges, and should come back from it, as I said, exceptionally fit.
So what would you say the benefits is of it all at the end of the day? I know you're going to compete at the end of the day, but what are the main benefits you get out of this type of training?
So Nordic skiing is pretty much provides the bedrock for us as infantry soldiers, because it is getting from A to B in extreme and arduous conditions. So at the moment it's of minus 12 out there, it's going to get down to minus 20. So getting from A to B as quick as possible, and then at the end being able to shoot straight, which as infantry soldiers is what we need to be able to do day in, day out. So taking guys from order shot and then being able to take them and do that somewhere different in extreme conditions is hugely beneficial for us.
And have you been doing any training leading up to going out?
So we've just come off Exercise Lightning Ace, which has been a month in Salisbury Plain. So our training has been pretty dislocated, if non-existent. So we're very much aware that we're behind the curve of everyone else. So when we get out there, it needs to be 2 weeks, get as much out of it as we can before the Christmas break, and then again in the new year.
Yeah, I think you might find it a little bit tough to start off with it.
It's going to be real short to the system, but at least after Salisbury Plain, we're, you know, getting used to the cold.
And I suppose the main thing is, as well as obviously the benefits to your everyday life within the Army Champs, that's what you're aiming for then?
Yes. So we are a completely novice team. So when we go out, we will be competing in the novice categories. There is a race called the Patrol Race, which is almost like a competition where every sort of 5 to 10K, there are different stands, competitions, separate leaderships, obstacles and challenges to go over. So our aim is to qualify sort of for the armies in that. There's also within the biathlon competitions, various competitions for individuals. We're hoping that some of our guys will be able to get into medals for best novices and build on success from last year. So previously, guys who've gone out as novices have got into the medals, so we're hoping to repeat that success.
And how many of you are going out for this then?
So we've got eight for the initial training camp for 2 weeks, and then at Christmas we then cut that down from eight to six, and that six go forward towards competing for the Army Championships.
You've got a couple of the guys that are going out onto the training camp, whether it's Guardsman Jamie Hurd, Lance Corporal Jimmy Hutton. Jamie, let's start with you then. What are you hoping to get out of this particular exercise and benefit of it all?
The fitness aspect's a big part of it. Obviously I can take enduring fitness into the infantry, and that obviously it's a big part of my job, and for personal gains, getting fit. Also travelling to different places across the world, learning new life skills, doing different things.
I suppose, well, a new sport for you to take up.
Yes, definitely, yeah, definitely something new, something I can gain skills, learn.
So have you done skiing before now? I know it's totally different biathlon, but have you been on skis before?
Yeah, no, I've never skied before.
So complete novice?
Complete novice, right. Looking forward to it. Should be interesting.
Be interesting to see if you make the team. Hopefully you'll do that as well. And Jimmy, what about you? What are you hoping to get out of the exercise start off with?
Yeah, so same again. It's good to go away. Sweden for a couple of weeks. Back for Christmas leave and back out to France for a month. Also, like the personal fitness, going out there. Good hard training with like your friends, basically. It's going to be a good laugh as well. It's a new sport we've both taken up.
Fitness levels are going to be really high for you because it is a tough sport.
Oh yeah, of course. Hopefully, like, we're all at a decent standard already, but it's going to increase and push us through.
So have you been on skis before yourself?
Yeah, I've done quite a lot of downhill, like alpine kind of stuff, but it's my first time uphill skiing, so it should be a new challenge, but good laugh at the same time.
So you say the Scots Guards, you've entered before then, Sam?
Yep.
Previous years, so have you got on previously then?
Last year, one of our officers, Lieutenant Jolly de Lottemier, he was the third best novice. He's now moved on to Catterick, so he's taking a team from ITC Catterick back. So he's sort of given us the lowdown on what to expect, and it just happens that guys who've been in previous years are now either posted out of the battalion or have decided to let other guys have a go this year. We've got quite a few on promotion courses. One of the really good things about Nordic skiing is because of the levels of responsibility and maturity which it takes to look after your kit and keep fit, is that guys who come off it regularly get promoted or go away and do things like P Company or their junior cadre courses. So we find that lots of guys who have done it previously aren't available this year because they're actually away doing promotion courses. Again, when we've picked these eight guys to go away, we are looking at them to promote in the future. These guys are self-starters who can look after themselves and hopefully look after each other.